Let's say there were other brothers that are healthy, and this one, the Tumtum, now went and made chalitza to his brother's wife. So Rabbi Yehuda lav klum of it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it means nothing. The one of them passed on the other brothers, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a saras cham, it means nothing. But according to Rabbi Yossi, it's only a suffix psul, therefore it's a suffix. So now that he made chalitza, he'll pass on his brothers mitan suffix. Another pshat Gemara says is, if there's no other brothers, should there be chalitza or not? Rashi says, the main ach, there's no other brothers in the tumtum. Where it says, Amarovo lifso b'mokim achim, that when he does something, like Rashi says, im yesh imay achim, there are other brothers alive, well brothers. Now this one brother that's a tumtum, he makes the chalitza. So Shalom, if it's a suffer chalitza, or paslam the other yachim, the yachim not can't make yibum anymore. If you learn to contribute, it's a vade, not a chalitza, then the other brothers can still make a chalitza, can still make a yibum. Or else, if there are no other brothers, only him, he's the only brother alive, should he give chalitza or not? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a vadai, there's no mitzvah. He doesn't have to give chalitza. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's a suffix whether he's a ish or not, whether he can make chalitza or not. So the suffix is still have to make a chalitza. These are enough gemines. Hadron lecho al elu mumin. Alright, we'll stop here. You hold the new parak here, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Here the Mishnah says, Mumim Elu. Hey, the Mumim, all these Mumims we learned about before, Bein Kvuyim, Bein Oivrim, Poislim B'yodim. All the Mumim we learned about before that's a Paslus, by Yibachor, the same thing applies to a Kain, to an Adam, that if he has one of those Mumim, he's possible to do the Avodah. And the Chiddush by Nodim is, even though it's Oivrim, even though the Mum will go away, it's not going to stay, still calls the man, the Mum is there, he's supposed to do the Avodah. That's the Chiddush by a Kohen. Now, the Yeser Aleim, there are even more Mumim that apply only to a Kohen and not to a Behema, and that's HaKilun. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what this means, the type of how his head is shaped, the HaLeftoin, the HaMekabon, there's all different Sulim, his head is shaped in a funny way. The Sheroisha Shokut, or else his head is Shokut, or else Uskifas, or else he has Kifas, also different type of shapes we'll see in the Gemara. Or Balichatoitrois, or else he has like growth, a ward growing on him. We'll see in the Gemara also exactly what it is. So, these are Mumim. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, it's the last one, the Balichatoitrois, it's Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, Rabbi Yehuda does not call the Mum by a Kohen. The Chomim place, the Chomim say no, that this chatoitrois, we have this award, the growth, the Chomim say yes, it puzzles by the coin. See exactly in the Gemara what the case is. Now, HaKerach, let's say somebody's bald, so puzzle, it's also a puzzle, a coin that's bald, cannot do the Avoida. Ezeya Kerach, what's called a bald head? Kol Shein Lo Shita, it doesn't even have one row, Shel Sarav here, Mukefas that goes, Meyazin Yazin, it goes like straight across the head from ear to ear. There's not even one row of hair that goes straight across from one ear to another ear. That's called the Kerech, that's called the bald one, that's possible to do the Avoida. But in Yeshlei, let's say he has at least one row of hair growing across, then he raises a kosher, even though he's bald the rest of his head, he was kosher to do the Avoida. That would not be a passless by a kain. Tzadik Mora says, Amai. Like, why do we say the psulim that applies to behemoth applies to another mosul, like Rashi learns? So my psulim, the other, why do we say all these psulim of the Mishnahs before applies to a kain also? Ivuika yabelis, to like sibiraisa biodom. There's a yabelis that does not say by nodom. Rashi says like sibiodom, it only says yabelis, that type of a shchin, by a behemoth, not by nodom. So why do I say that all the mumim before apply to another mosul? Pursue also, dak tablu, then the eye, if there's a cataract growing on it, or else where the black of the eye goes into the, where the white of the eye goes into the black of the eye, we said that's a mum by a behemoth. So the question is, like, super behemoth, it does not say it by a behemoth. This psula only says by an Odom. It only says it by a Kayin. There's a psula of Dak and Tfolo. So how did we know to say before that the psula applies even to a Behemer also? So the answer must be that Melef Yalfim Yadodi, that we learn out one from the other, as we learn out Odom from Behemus and Behemus from Odom, that the moon that applies there apply here also. So therefore, even though he only says Yaleves by a Behemer, it applies to an Odom. And even if it's dark and followed by an Adam, it applies by Behemer also. The Tani would learn like this. The Adam learned as clear bright like that. By Adam, by a Kayin, learned them by Yabelis. It doesn't say this mum of Yabelis of a Shin growing on you. But by the Behemer, learned them dark and followed. By a Behemer, does not say the mum if there's a cataract of growth in the eye or it's full of mixing up in the eye. So minayin, how do I know to say litin es oimer shel zeh bizeh? Let's say whatever it says by an Adam applies to a behemer also. Yes, oimer shel zeh bizeh, what says by behemer applies to, or what says by an Adam applies by behemer. Talmud Lamed, we learn now, it says gerev gerev, yalefes yalefes l'gzera shova. It says these two things both. It says yalefes, and it also says a gerev, both of them. So, and they're both type of shchins. This before is by Yabelis we had before, that was a growth. But here Gerif and Yalefis that we had before is a different type of shchins. So it says Gerif both by Nodon and by Behema. And it also says Yalefis by both. So what do they have to say by both? Let us just say by one. So the answer is it says by both, it's Exerishava. To tell us we learn out one from the other, that the moon that applied by Nodon applies to Behema also. So Morris says, I'm Mufni. It has to be an extra. One word it has to be extra. Because the Eloi Mafni, if it wouldn't be extra, I would not make this Gzera Shava. Because Ekula Mifun, I could ask the question on the Gzera Shava. And like this, Odom a Behema. If it would have just said the Mumim by a Behema, I would not learn out a Kain from a Behema. Lo Yalef, why? Shekain Yatzma Krevel Gavi Mizbeach. Could be Behema like it's a bigger Kaddish. Because the Behem itself goes on the Mizbeach. The Behem itself is like a Korban. So that's why the Torah was marked with the Behem should not have any Mum. But maybe the Kayin, he himself doesn't go on the, he himself is not brought on the Mizbeach. He just does the Avodah. Maybe by him there wouldn't be a Psul of a Mum. So need a Pasuk by Nodim. Now, let it just say by Nodim. No, the Behem and the Yodim Le'yafah will not learn out the Behem from the Mum of an Nodim. Why? She came this Rabbah the Mitzvahs. Because we know like Kahanim, have, or any person, has a lot of mitzvahs. So maybe since a Kohen has a lot of mitzvahs, therefore the Torah gave this mitzvah, he can't be a mum. But by behemoth, it's not a bar mitzvah, maybe then we don't care, even if it's a bar mum, maybe it's kosher. So kids, I will not be able to learn one from the other. So I have to say that it's a gzereshah, but it's mufna, it's extra. So Mora says, la yafnuya mufna, yes, it's like the true, it's like extra. Why? Because otherwise, lich terachmona yalefis. The Torah just should have said the word Yalefis both places by Behem and by Yodim. Loi boy Gerif, and I would not have they would not have to have the mum of Gerif. And or better, let us just say the mum of Yalefis, and I would automatically know Gerif. For you know Amina, or Ma Yalefis, Madach Yalefis, that type of a shin. The Loi Misa doesn't look so bad; it's not disgusting. Heavy mum, still it's a mum, is so Gerif. That's the worst type of a shin. The Mias. That's disgusting. Lekoshen, is it for sure to be a mum? And last he says, Gerif to Moyes Mialefis, the Koshu, because this Gerif is hard like an earthly clee. Or Meshakei of us, it's sunk into the ground and it makes a crack there. So Kitsa Gerif is a bigger mias, more disgusting than Yalefis. So as the Torah says that Yalefis is a mum, why does the Torah have to write Gerif also? So Gerif, of course, Rahman Lomeli. How come the Torah wrote the word Gerif twice by Nodim and Behema? It's Lafnui, it's extra. To teach us what? That you learn out Odom from Behema to make this Gzerah Shava. So the whole words of Gerif is like extra to teach us that we learn out to Mumim what it says by Nodim. If they could apply to Behema, they apply. What it says by Behema, if it could apply to Nodim, it applies. Now the Gemara says, if so, Lechtevinu Rachmana Kulu Bechad. The Torah should have wrote only all the mums by one, either by Nodim or by Behema. And then the Gerif Yalefis, Hocho v'Hocho, then it just should have wrote the word Gerfi Alephas two times. And Velufi Mechada. And I would learn out from one from the other. So the question is, how come a lot of Mumim the Torah writes two times? It writes them both by Nodim and by Behema. The rest of the Mike Siv is either Pisayach, Bishavar, Hachavacha. It says an either a blind, a Psecha lame, or broken leg, both by Nodim and by Behema. The question is why? If you're learning out one from the other, the Torah just should have wrote it by one of them, and then for this Kseh Rishava, Gerav Gerav, Yelav Yelav, would learn out one to the other. So let's see. Ahai boy lichta rachmona. By which one should the Torah write it, and which one learn out? So Mor says, because e kos ba adam, if we would have just wrote these movement by an adam, havamina, I would have thought to say, kol de posel bi adam, posel bi behema. The Torah would have just wrote all the movement just by an adam, and only had the gzera shava, so I would have thought to say, whatever is posel by an adam applies to behema. But kolot v'chutin, but a kolot, that's where the hooves are round, that only applies to a behema, it doesn't apply to an adam, an adam doesn't have hooves. And the wadin, chutin, that's like in your mouth, the mocking the teeth by a behema, there's big pieces of gum there. So an adam doesn't have that, an adam has only teeth there. So if so, these two mumim, kolot and chutin, they don't have by an adam, so the behema namula lisla, it wouldn't be possible by a behema. So the kid, the Torah just can't write just down only the mumim by an adam, because there are certain mumim that apply to behema that we don't have by an adam. Seems so good. So where is it so? The licht of Rachmana kulu behema. Let the Torah write all the mumim by the pasha of a behema. And learn how to exerve shava. I would know they apply to an adam also. So where it says no, again, how do I mean I would have thought to say, call the apostle the behema, apostle the adam. True, any pastors that you have by behema would apply to an adam. But the gibain, the chorum, the lishnaiba behema, this gibbon, if the eyebrows come off, or chorum, if the nose is missing, or smooth, the lishnaiba behema, these things don't have by behema. Behema doesn't have eyebrows, the behema doesn't have a nose in the same place, in between its eye. If so, since these mum were not applied by behema, I would have thought, the yodim namila lusa, them applied to an adam also. So the kid said, there are certain mumim that only apply to an adam, and certain mum only apply to behema. Therefore, Torah has to write in separate each one by itself. Smar still says, let the Torah just write this either and pisach and shavar just like one of them. Because the mum that applies equally to both of them, it should have only written by one. Now these special mum that only apply to an adam or only apply to behema, that I understand. The ones that do not apply by Nodom, and only apply to Behema, like we just said, call it, if the hooves are round, or else the chutin, in the case by the gums, if it's missing there, let that write special by Behema. And behind us is other mumin, to a shnaya bidach, that does not apply by Behema, is lichta b'yodom, let's write it by Nodom. We have before, like this gibein, the eyebrow, that does not apply to a behema, it only applies to an adam. So now you understand, the special about a behema it should write, and the special about an adam it should write. But not these middle ones of Iver, Pisach, and Shavar. And then, the Gorof Yalefes, Hochabacha, then let's just say Gorof Yalefes by both, and the Lufu Meadadi, I'll learn out behema from adam, other from behema. So still a question, even though true it has to write some special to each one of them, but why does it have to write a lot of mumim? It says in both places, stam extra. So why does the Torah say extra words for? So my answer, that's not a question. My answer, I'll tell you, Elo Ketona Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Elo Ketona Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Ketona Devei Rabbi Shmuel, he learns that Kol Pasha Shenemra, if you learn the Pasha one place, and Venishnis is said over again in the second place, you should know, Leinishnis Elo Vishvul Dovashim Shadashbo, it was only said over, for the chiddush that it has there. Meaning to say like here, these mumim by a behema. It has to say some mums by a behema. It has to say kolot. So since it says some already, that's the chiddush, it says a lot of them. It's not a question why it says it over again. That's a cloud. Now even though it's saying over a whole parsha, as long as one thing there is a chiddush, it's okay. That's a derech haTorah sometimes, to write over other things, since it has to write one, it says the other things along with it. That's why Tanah Dvar Rabbi Shmuel. That Kol Parsha Shenemra V'Nishtas, even though it's written once and then twice, he couldn't answer L'Nishtas, it was only written a second time, Ela B'Shvil Dovash in the Chadash Bo. So also by Behemah, there is a certain moment that's a Chiddush, it's Kolot. So that's a Chiddush by Behemah, so once it says Kolot, it says already all the other ones also, or some of the other ones. Now, Omar Rav, Rav says like this, Lomali the cost of Rachmona Mum B'Yodom, how come a Torah writes a parsha of Mum by a Kohen, Mum B'Kodeshim, we know a Behemah, that's a Korban, Oyla Shlom, all Kabbonis, if they're about Mum, the apostle to be brought for Korban, and Mum B'Bechor, if you have a Bechor that has a Baal Mum also, it can be brought for Korban. So why do you have to have these three separate parshas? Like, why don't we learn out one from the other? Most of three, no, we need all three. Because the Kosrachmon and Mum, the Yod Mura just wrote the parsha of Mum in by Nodom. Why is he came to serve the mitzvahs? And Nodom has a lot of mitzvahs. So therefore he has the parsha of Mum. But the Hamas don't have mitzvahs, there's no parsha of Mum. Now, if so, so good. So let the Torah just write it by a Bechor. So Mura says, no, Odom is Bechor. If it would have just written the Mumim by a Bechor, I could not pronounce Odom from it. Why? Because Odom Ivachor, I guess it should be Odom Ivachor Lo Yossi, he Lo Yossi, take the word that the word Behemer out. It's like this. Odom Ivachor, if I would have just written the passages of Mumbai Ivachor, I would not burn out a claim from it. Why? Shekane who adds my Korva Gavi Mizbeach. Maybe only Ivachor that it itself is a Korban brought on the Mizbeach. Therefore the Torah was marked that it shouldn't be a Baal Mum. But a kohen is not brought from himself on the mizbeach. Maybe we don't care if he's a baal mum. Okay, now kochim though the bechor. How come? What do we need a new pasha by kochim? Other kabbonis. Learn out other kabbonis from a bechor. They're both brought on the mizbeach for korban. So I should learn out just like by bechor. There's a psul mum who would do my kochim also. Mar says no lo yosi shekain kedushasim erechem. Say a bechor has something special to it. It's kaddish automatically when it's born. From its womb, the womb where it comes out of the womb of the mother. My shalink and shah kachim, you have to be makdashid, it's not so common. Now, Odom mikodashim uyosiv, would have just written it by shah kachim, I cannot learn out Odom from it. Why? Again, shekain heinat when craven, a kachim, a korban oilo, it's brought on the mizbeach, that's what there was makbid on mum. My shalink and by an Odom, they weren't makbid. Now, b'chor mikodashim, good kasha, b'chor mikodashim, let the Torah just write the pasha of mum by kachim. I don't need the Pasha Bechor. Moses also know. Lo Yosef will not be able to learn out. Why? She came to Shosoi Meruba. I tell you, it's interesting that Kodshim, there are a lot of different types of Kodshim. Rashi says, there's a Chatis, Oshom, Oilo, Shlomim. Therefore, it has a lot of Kedusha to it. So therefore, oh, I cannot learn out Kodshim, I will not learn out a Bechor from Kodshim. So if that's the Pasha Mum by Bechor, and the parasha mum by kodeshim. Now the Gemara says, okay, chod mi'chod lo yasu. One from one it came on out. But teisi chod mitati. It should have only said two of the three, and the third one I learned out from the other two. The Gemara says, no, let's see again. They hate teis, which one to learn out from? If you want to say that lo lichta rachmona bechor, the Torah should not write by the chor. If it teis, and I learn out the chor from the other two, no, malana she came to Josa Meruba. Said they have a lot of Kedusha. Kochim has a lot of Kedusha, a lot of different Kabbonis. Odom also has a lot of mitzvahs to it. Therefore, I couldn't learn out Bechor, I cannot learn out Bechor from those two. And also, Vnoigim Mepshutim, they apply even to a Poshim, not only to a Bechor. So I cannot learn out a Bechor from those two. It's so good, the Lichter, the Kochim, the Torah shouldn't have wrote by Kochim. And learn out Kochim from the other two? No. Malhanas she came to Shosom Yaleim. They're both Kaddish by themselves. Means to say a Bechor was born a Bechor, and a Kain is born a Kain. Mashenk and Kachim, you have to be Matashid, you can learn out. I cannot learn out that Kedusha where you have to prove it from a Kedusha comes by itself. When it comes by itself, maybe it's more Chomer. Okay, but still, the Lichter, the Yodim, the Torah Shinter wrote the Pasha by Nodom. V'teisi menach, learn out from the other two, from Kochim and from the Chor. Mor says, no, Malahan, if those two are special, Shekein Heinatzmon Trev Megabia Mizbeach, that there the goof, the animal itself, is brought either for Korban Oilo or for Bechol. So therefore the Torah is makbid on the Mum. But maybe by a Kohen he himself is not brought, maybe the Torah is not makbid. Therefore Tzricha, talk out three separate parshas here, you cannot learn out one from the other. Now the Mishnah says, Yesra Leyim Vodum, an Adam has certain Mumim more than a Bechor, than a Behemah. So the Mishnah says, Menorah Nemili, how do we know to say this, that an Adam has more than a Behemah? Omer Rav Yechon, the Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, Kol Ish Asher Boy Mum Mizer Aaron. So that's not this. Any person that has a Mum, but also says Mizer Aaron. So we dash in Ish Sheshov Bezara Shel Aaron. Like, where do we have to come on that a Mum, if he's an Iver or a Pisech, that passes him? Only if he looks like a normal Kohen, then a Mum passes him. But let's say a person that's not Shove Bezara Shel Aaron, so then even without a Mum, he becomes possible. That's Pshat Na'al Mishnah. We'll soon see these heads, if they're shaped the wrong way, he looks funny, he's not Shove Bezara Shel Aaron. So that's also a passless by a Kohen. And the Baram Rashi says, Ish HaShav B'Zara Shel Aaron, Hu D'Boi Mumin, a Mumma, a person that looks normal, a Kohen looks normal, then a Psul Mum passes him, if he's an Iver, or if he's a Pseach. Ho Ein Shav B'Zara Shel Aaron, let's say he looks funny anyway, then B'Loi Mumin Am Misal, he's even possible without a Mum, he's possible because he's not Shav B'Zara Shel Aaron. So Mashmah, by a Kohen, there's two types of Psulim. There's a Mum, and there's a fact that he's not like all the other Kohanim. Gemara says, if so, Ma'ik, what should be the difference? Then Mumu L'Shein Neshov B'Zara Shel Aaron. What's the difference whether he has